Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a day that we should hear from the people. And I do want to hear from the people. And the thought for me is, do you come away? D'Amico was answering a question, and he was asked, are you encouraged? He said, hell no, I'm discouraged, right? Like, and there were two different thought processes that came, two different processes that came through this from D'Amico and from C.J. Stroud. First with D'Amico. The thought of being encouraged or discouraged. Here is D'Amico Ryans after the game.
Like, this one hurts, right? Because I know we're a better football team than we showed today, no matter who we're playing against. To go back and still have to talk about mistakes that we made in this moment, like, yeah, it's discouraging to be here because we got to be over that at this point in the playoffs, right? Postseason football, you got to be at your best. You got to be operating on all cylinders. And for us, like, we didn't do that today. So that's what I'm just discouraged about for sure.
All right, that was D'Amico. He is discouraged. 713-572-4610. Are you in that camp? Are you in discouraged? Here was C.J. Stroud, who had a little different thought in his media session.
Yeah, for sure. It's anything in life, you know. Things knock you up, you know, that don't break you. They make you a lot tougher. And for me, I'm learning just to be resilient with, you know, everything, you know. And I think those tough times on the field for me definitely is going to pay off in the long run. I'm excited because, you know, if this is a down year and, you know, another playoff win, play against a great Chiefs team and compete with him, and I'm not saying I'm happy with it, but I'm definitely encouraged and motivated that, you know, there's more for the Texans, you know, on the other side of the hump.
All right, CJ said he was more encouraged and motivated about the Texans on the other side of the hump. 713-572-4610. It's your time here to kind of vent to us out here. Where are you? Are you encouraged basis? Do you think of the entirety of the season? Are you encouraged or are you more discouraged in the thing? Where are you land right there?
Yeah, no, I am 100% with D'Amico Ryans on this thing. I mean, when you talk about, you know, reaching the level that they are of where you're in the Elite Eight and you're playing for a chance to go to the AFC Championship, and you start the game off giving up a return on special teams and then give them 15 more yards because you got a guy that can't handle his lit emotions and throws a helmet on the sideline and gives him 15 more. Like, and you've been allowing that all year long, by the way. This isn't the first time 17 shown up on the penalty problem list. And the way the game went, you end the game, you give up 8 or 9 sacks, you end the game with just the complete inability to protect your quarterback at all. You know, that's the, you know, the reality of it is I'm glad they're there and I'm glad they were competitive, but this is a tough pill to swallow right here for the Texans. This wasn't you were outclassed and you just went out and in the biggest moment you messed the bed on several for special teams, awful. You talk about the missed field goal and the missed extra point.
It was one of the worst special teams performances in playoff.
I mean, Ron, I haven't done it, but anybody out there that has the time and energy to do it, go do it. Like, Kansas City's kickoff returners were catching Kymie Fairbairn's kickoffs at the 10 and 15 on a full sprint. And old buddy from Kansas City was kicking out of the damn end zone. Like that.
He's
that,
just even from little stuff from that.
I mean, just little stuff like that. Like, you got, and look, I know it's indoor, outdoor, but you got a kicker that's capable of hitting 60-yard field goals, and we can't get it out of the back of the damn end zone. We can't even give it enough hang time for your squad to get down there. Like, it was just special teams were absolutely awful. So I'm discouraged with this loss big time.
All right, 713-572-4610. You discouraged or encouraged after this season ends. We'll go to the phone lines. D-Lo, how you doing, man? Are you where are you at?
Discouraged.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Start over again, D-Lo. That's my fault. Where you at?
I'm discouraged. Okay. And I love my Texans. And watching that game as they try to compete with KC, like you say, in the environment, with a team that's already got a pedigree of winning and being able to overcome. And so I'm thinking that D'Amico Ryans, as a coach, could have been a better coach. And the reason I say that is because I can't remember. I know it was fourth quarter, and they decided to go for the a first down. I think it was like fourth and 10.
Yeah, it was fourth and 10. Nature. Yep, down eight, okay. One score. Yep.
I couldn't believe he went for that. First of all, I think it was maybe 6 minutes left in the game.
Eight.
And you're deep. 8 minutes, okay? And your defense really have been playing lights out. And he went forward like he panicked, and to the point that they didn't even call. I don't know if they even called timeout to discuss it.
No, they didn't.
They didn't call timeout. So I'm thinking as a coach, I don't know if D'Amico Ryans is the only one that's on the sideline that's making decisions about what they're going to do. And so if he's being preoccupied with some other things that he can't really act under pressure and know that, hey, I need to call timeout.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, D-Lo. I want to get some others in. Yes, I don't think that D'Amico had a great night. Be honest with you, that 55-yard field goal that he attempted that gave them a short field that led to the only touchdown they scored in the first half, I thought that was an interesting decision as well. When I mean you got Fairbairn, who has never kicked a lot in that type of weather with that wind blowing like that. I didn't think that had a chance at all to go in, and you gave him that short field. All right, Eddie, where are you at on this thing? How you feeling, encouraged or discouraged?
I'm discouraged. I'm really discouraged by Dalton Schultz. I never want to see that guy in a Texans uniform again, ever.
Amen.
You cannot have a good pass pro team with that guy on the field, period, end of story. I mean, if you got the Hogs from back in the day, or if you got Aikman's offensive line, yeah, maybe you can shield Schultz. But no way in hell. I never want – he doesn't care about even putting forth effort to do it. I never want to see him in a Texas uniform again. And I'm discouraged on Titus Howard too. How did he and Tunsil not, how does, and like they said it on the broadcast, how does Titus let the inside guy over the center rush unblocked? How does he not get with the center and say, you know, hey, your guy, my guy, whatever? How is that Titus is a veteran, you know? And I'm just discouraged by how this offensive line has not progressed. And as much as I hate to say it, we're going to have to invest some high draft capital in getting that fixed, because we don't have the money in free agency. So very disappointed in our veteran line play.
Appreciate the call. No, I think you got the money in free agency. You got some money to spend there. I hear you. I can understand the frustrations. Pedro, where are you at? Discouraged or encouraged?
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for having me. I know it sucks right now. I am encouraged, and just hear me out before you hang up on me.
I'm not hanging up on you, Pedro.
The team
time.
Turned it up a notch. The team turned it up a notch when they needed to, and we have the cornerstone pieces. This is the first time in our franchise history that we have a coach we believe in. We have a bona fide quarterback, and we have our star defensive end that can put pressure on people. The interior of that line needs to be fixed, and needs to be fixed real quick. I'll leave you guys with this. If you can protect CJ Stroud, do we win the game? Yes or no? I say we do. So that's why I'm encouraged.
Appreciate the call. I think that was a pretty big part of the game. Yeah, you could protect him, but that was probably never going to be the case. Paul, I'll let you jump in here. Go ahead and close us out, Paul.
Yeah, I'm encouraged and discouraged. Just hear me out now. Okay. I think we've got the talent to win a Super Bowl. And I don't wear the rose-colored glasses, but I'm watching this 35-year-old guy, supposedly washed up, Kelce, catch ball after ball after ball. And I know we got screwed over on some calls. But where, that's the one guy I don't want to get beat by is Travis Kelce.
That's what Clint said.
And I'm sick of, you know, I said, where's this great defensive mind at? We got a good defense. What is going on with this guy being so wide open all the way down the flipping field? That's what discourages me right there.
Wow, Paul dropped the mic on that thing. I could not believe the adjustment was never putting Stingley or Kamari Laster on him. I
never.
It went from, all right, we're playing zone. Okay, he's kicking our ass. Like, that's why, like, when I get to all of that, that's why I say, like, I know I am overly the non-referee guy. I'm not. Like, that's it. When Travis Kelce is just waltzing alone in the middle of the field.